Here in Washington, the pressure is mounting on President Bush to re-engage the full force of U.S. diplomatic power in the Middle East. Yesterday, he made clear that that is not likely to happen, at least not anytime soon. NPR's news analyst Daniel Shore says the reason why is clear. President Bush is not eager to repeat what he perceives as the mistakes of his predecessors in handling the Middle East.
The White House acknowledged last week that Press Secretary Ari Fleischer had erred in suggesting that President Clinton's effort at Camp David to broker an Israeli-Palestinian settlement had triggered the 18-month intifada. But Fleischer was accurately reflecting this administration's attitude that presidential intervention in the current Arab-Israeli war would be a good deed not likely to go unpunished. From the sidelines, Mr. Bush is practicing what might be called the politics of heartbreak. Standing yesterday with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who had practically begged him to take a hand, the president said that it breaks my heart to see the weeping moms and those who have lost life. But to Mubarak and to Saudi Arabia, which has launched its own peace initiative, the president was adamant about seeing no role for himself as long as the fighting continues. Since the argument of the Arab leaders is that only the prestige of the sole superpower can stem the escalating violence, the result is to underscore hopelessness. The Middle East is where many peacemakers have broken their necks, and the caution of a president preoccupied with a global war against terrorism is understandable. But the Middle East conflict is not totally separate from the campaign against the axis of evil. On his trip to the Middle East next week, Vice President Dick Cheney is likely to find the Middle East conflict a considerable distraction among Arab leaders from the issue of taking on weapons development in Iraq. Meanwhile, on the West Bank and Gaza, Palestinians vow defiance and revenge, and Israel's Ariel Sharon says, "We are at war and our backs are to the wall." He talks of enforcing physical separation by building a buffer zone whose feasibility seems to be in question. Almost a historic imperative is some deus ex machina, some intervention from outside to bring the antagonists together before the descent into hell. That seems to point to America, the superpower. But one can imagine the counsels of caution the president is getting from his political advisors. And so Mr. Bush, while brokenhearted, is not ready to take the plunge. This is Daniel Shore.